I'm talking to John Buswell, who's the project director for the 2012 Legacies for Learning project. John, can you tell us a little bit about what the project is, what it's about?
The project has been going for almost a year now, and the purpose of the project is essentially to make a whole range of resources around 2012 Olympics and Paralympics more accessible for students and staff across the whole sector, especially hospitality, leisure, sport, tourism and events subjects, but even beyond those subjects into others. A lot of the work we are doing at the moment is concerned with identifying appropriate resources, in some cases commissioning some new ones, and then a lot of work around intellectual property rights, clearing them for copyright and then licensing under something called Creative Commons, which makes them not just able to be copied, but also to be repurposed and reused by colleagues.
So what sort of resources are in the collection? What's actually in it?
There are several categories of resource, Steve. At the start of the project, we came up with four main categories, some case studies and discussion starters we commissioned ourselves through our special interest group. They take a critical perspective on a number of topics and can be reworked by colleagues. A number of resources in three categories which actually support and underpin research and inquiry-led learning into Olympics. Some chapters and research papers from Routledge, who have agreed to release a number. Some original reports to do with the planning of 2012 through LOCOG, the organising committee. And then finally, a research pack that we commissioned and which has been developed by Christchurch Canterbury University, comprising nine discrete resources and a generic guide to researching the Olympics. So all of those certainly, I think, will be used within a teaching learning context, and certainly a number will also be used for research and inquiry-led learning.
So in terms of the usage, what sort of person is going to be using the resources?
Well, an important target audience will be academics, so tutors who will be using the resources for teaching purposes, in some cases their own research. But increasingly, we think students will make use of the resources, particularly as we move towards more flexible learning, more independent learning. Mm-hmm. And we can see a lot of students with dissertations and project work who will actually pick up on some of the resources and help them for their research purposes. But certainly a lot of the resources will also be used by lecturers, and in some cases, certainly within the Creative Commons licenses, they'll be reused and repurposed.